Amen. I've just been living on kept promises. Amen. And I'm looking to the future because His promises will never fail. Amen. There'll be some more promises, amen, that I can live upon. Amen. You tonight, amen, can testify of God's faithfulness and how, amen, that your life has been based upon the promises that He has kept. There wouldn't be no church here tonight. Amen. There wouldn't be no saints of God. Amen. But for the promises that have been kept by Him. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. He's faithful tonight. And we're going to sing an old song to you here tonight. I know it seems a little reverse, but my voice started out really, really bad. As the home folks know, for some reason it's got better all week. Give the praise and glory to the Lord. But we'll attempt a song here. If I scratch a little bit, all right, just get in and worship the Lord with us. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll try this song. Hallelujah. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and my feet. Oh, but as long as I know Jesus, oh, then I can still go free. And oh, that I could still go free. Oh, and what kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me? So unworthy to live, and I'm not fit to kill. Oh, but the man on the cross, oh, he put me in his will and said that I could still go free. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Why do you? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. And to later trod down an earthly path that led to dark Calvary, where the blood-washed saints, they broke all of my chains. And I, oh, that I could steal go free, and oh, that I could still go free. Oh, and what kind of man, oh, would reach down his hand, oh, and do this for me? So unworthy to live, oh, and I'm not fit to kill. Oh, but the man on the cross, he put me in his will and said that I could still go free. And oh, oh, that I could still go free. Oh, and what kind of man would reach down his hand and he would do this for me? I was so unworthy to live, and I'm not fit to kill. Oh, but that man on the cross, he put me in his will and said that I could still go free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, can you praise him here tonight? Amen. Aren't you glad for the kept promises of Jesus? Hallelujah. The precious promises of God the Father. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the promises that he's given to you and I. Amen. Promises that we can count on. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, that I could still go free. Amen. What kind of man would do it for me? Amen. I'm glad that Jesus came and gave that precious price. Amen. That I could go free. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Don't you? Hallelujah. Appreciate the Lord here tonight. Want the Lord just to come by and help us. Amen. I know and trust that he'll be here with us. And appreciate all of you who have came out to be with us tonight. And want just you to get in here and let's obey the Lord together. Amen. See what God will have in store for you and I. Amen. I have just today been pondering the things of the Lord and the things we've already seen that God has done. And I appreciate the moving of the Lord. Don't you? The power of the Holy Ghost. We'd like to say we appreciate, may God bless you richly for all your giving. And all the wonderful meals that have been provided, and those who have given money for meals as well. We appreciate you so very much from the bottom of our hearts and our family. Amen. We do very, very, very much tonight. Amen. You've been a blessing to us. You've been a blessing to us. Amen. We've been encouraged. But I'd like you to turn over in your Bibles to 1 Samuel tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 17. I'd like to read to you from a familiar passage of Scripture. The Lord, help us here tonight. Amen. Appreciate seeing all you out to the house of the Lord. Amen. All the visiting folk. Amen. We just want to join in here and see what God would have in store. Amen. For our hearts and lives tonight. Amen. We want the Lord to help us. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Amen. And we just all stand for the reading of the word tonight. Amen. I'd like to say just a few things for us. I'm going to start reading in chapter 17, verse 40. But I'd like to say a few things. If you look here in chapter 17, verses 1 through 3, and let me read a few there. I'd like to skip a few verses and then get to chapter or verse 40. But it says here in the beginning, chapter verse 1 of chapter 17, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shochal, which belongeth to Judah. It belongeth to Judah. Amen. And it says here, it says that they pitched between Shochal and Hezekiah, which is in Ephesdam. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley between them. Amen. I want you to notice in those verses that the Philistines were in God's territory. Amen. Skip down to verse 11. But when Saul and all of Israel heard those words of the Philistines, amen, we know that Goliath has came out here. Amen. We recognize in verses 4 through 10 the mighty man of the Philistines. It tells us, amen, his spear, his helmet, and all those things. It tells the weight of him. I'm not going to talk necessarily much about that. Amen. But maybe a little later. But I want you to hear in verse 11, when Saul and all Israel had heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. In verse 16, and the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. It always amazed me when I read how long that this man had the ability to defy God and nobody do nothing about it. Amen. Just always just, you know, just, well, anyway, glory to God. We'll get to that. Lord, help us here tonight. Amen. But, you know, if we begin reading here, we go on down and we can see that here in the time that the son of Jesse, David, is sent on an errand, he brings the 10 loaves to his brothers and he brings the 10 cheeses to the captain of the host. He makes his delivery. While he's there, he hears the challenge of this Goliath. Amen. He hears the challenge, this warrior of the Philistines. And if I could just tell you tonight, amen, he was a warrior of the devil. Amen. And he was making a challenge upon God's people. And here he makes his challenge, and David says, as we well know, the verse we've all quoted again and again there in verse 29. Amen. David said, what have I now done? Amen. Because his brothers had reprimanded him. Amen. Said, you just come out to see the fight. Amen. You just come out to see if... I believe David was really wondering in his heart. Amen. Well, I'm doing as much as you're doing. Amen. I'm doing as much as you're doing. But he says here, is there not a cause? Amen. Is there not a cause? Amen. So we skip down to verse 40. And we take up right here where he's already tried on Saul's armor. It says that, amen, he wouldn't take it out because he had not proved it. Amen. He had not proved it. So we begin in verse 40. And he took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass when the Philistines arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag, and he took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran, and he stood upon the Philistine, and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. Amen. When they seen that their champion was dead, when they seen that the giant of a man who had represented them was dead, they fled. They fled. Would you pray with us here tonight? Dear Heavenly Father, I need you, Lord. I need the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, to stand before me and with me. God, I need your presence and power to move in this service and to touch every heart and every life. God, move upon me, Lord. Anoint these lips of clay, because I can't preach without you. Lord, I wouldn't dare try. But anoint the ears of the hearers, that our spirits, God, could bind together and bear witness with the word of God as we go through this here tonight. Lord, as we reach out to you, as we go through this service tonight, God, that we could reach and touch you and let heaven move upon us. Lord, that we could touch heaven tonight. We need you, Lord, the power of glory to come down. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, hallelujah. Amen. 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 You and I are confronted by the devil on a daily basis. Amen. You may be here tonight and you may be in a position. Amen. Maybe you're I don't know how many preachers we have in the house. Amen. But I do know that you'll face battles. Amen. That will challenge you. Amen. It'll challenge your faith. It'll challenge your family. It'll challenge your wife. Amen. It'll challenge the very, if you will, the salt that we are made out of. Amen. There are difficult times that you and I come against. There are times that we face such hardships. We face the tests and disappointments of life. Amen. We face the offenses that may come. We face the wounds may come. Amen. We face at times, amen, the failures of those around about us. Amen. We face in our life the trials and tests of fire, it seems like, of our faith, amen, that we must go through. Amen. But I want you to look here in verse 51. And this is the verse I'd like to take my text out of tonight. I know I've read several. Amen. Kept you standing for a while, but I'd like to take my text out of verse 51. It says, therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. Amen. And we, the latter part, it says that when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. But I want you to look here at the beginning of that verse. It says, therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine. And I'd like to preach to you tonight, the Lord being my help, on making stepping stones out of giants. Making stepping stones out of giants. Oh, I need your Holy Ghost to help me here tonight. Amen. Can I ask you something here? We're in this place, and I very much felt. Amen. I even told the pastor earlier today. Amen. I felt a burden. I didn't tell him what I was preaching on, but I just told him a little bit of my burden. Amen. I feel like that we are here tonight. I'd like to ask you a question. Amen. Are you standing on the giant, or is the giant standing on you? Amen. Are you standing on him, or is he standing on you tonight? Amen. Because I very felt much like preaching to you tonight. Amen. That there's some here tonight that needs to gain a victory. Amen. We must gain a victory. Amen. We've got to stand our ground. The enemy has invaded our territory. Amen. He's coming to our church. He's coming to our families. He's coming to our homes. Amen. He's assailed our children. Amen. He's came and said that wicked devourer, if you will. Amen. He's came in like a flood. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, we are not without a power. Amen. We are not without of help. Amen. We've already testified of the promises of God. Amen. But I want to ask you tonight. Amen. You need to learn to make stepping stones. Amen. Out of the giants. Amen. That come up. Amen. And face you tonight. Amen. You will look them square in the eye. Amen. And there are times that you will tremble in your steps. Amen. There will be times that you'll be afraid. Amen. Of that enemy that has come against you. Amen. It's not necessarily that we want to be afraid. It's not necessarily that we don't realize that God is a power that can deliver us. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. What else can we say about a king and a group of people who has been trained to fight? Amen. They have the weapons of warfare to fight. Amen. They have the ability. Amen. They have been trained and they've marched in line. Amen. But here we find for 40 days, amen, they are not willing to go out and face the enemy of the people. Amen. I don't understand. Amen. I realize that maybe here, amen, that Saul was very fearful within his heart. Amen. But I want to tell you, church, we have an army within our churches, but we cannot afford to sit, amen, and not fight the devil. Amen. We've got an army within our churches, amen, but we cannot afford to sit around, amen, and look at the problem that we are facing. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, you need to, amen, fight the devil. Amen. I want to tell you, that very giant that you, amen, has come and confronted you tonight, amen, that giant that's in your life, you say, brother, amen, I don't know where you're going here tonight. I want to tell you, amen, as I was praying, I felt like somebody tonight, amen, what they needed to realize is they are not going to win in themselves. Amen. They are not going to be able to do it by themselves. Amen. You cannot win, sir, amen, over your problem by yourself. Amen. You cannot come through the fiery trial on your own. Amen. There was a young lady I read about. Amen. She was in L.A. and just a few years ago. And she was getting ready, going over an overpass. And when she's going over, I don't know what the problem was, but, amen, she wrecked her car. And as she hit this guardrail, her car went over. And when they showed up on the scene, passerbys and other vehicles, Brother Stevens, amen, her car was hanging by the rear rim and axle. It was wound into the guardrail. That was the only thing holding her, amen, from falling to the lanes below. Amen, the passersby went and found ropes and tied it, amen, to that car and tied it off. Amen, they began to work. Amen, you know, they called the fire department. Amen, the fire department came. Amen, they began to tie off and use some chains to tie this vehicle. Amen, it was swaying back and forth over the overpasses. Amen. As they begin to tie it off, and amen, they got some ladders down there with the fire department and got underneath of it and held those ladders from the fire trucks against it to stabilize it, to keep it from swinging. Amen. The emergency response team came out. Amen. They were on the site. Amen. They were doing everything in their power to get ready to try to climb down this car after they got it stabilized and rescue this young lady. Amen. They could hear her moaning and groaning with pain in the car. But, you know, they begin to work, and the chief of the police was out there, and he had his men out there directing traffic. Amen. A great commotion shut the bridge down, amen, because trying to rescue this one life, amen, this one soul, if you will, amen, hanging in great peril and great danger. And so they begin to work, and they begin to do all they could do. Amen. They finally, amen, 2.5 hours, amen, 2.5 hours it took them to finally get everything where they felt safe enough, amen, to send a man in to help tie her off and bring her out. Amen. They finally got her out. Amen. But I know just a simple illustration here tonight, but what I want you to focus on on is what? Amen. The reporter came up. Amen. He came up to the chief of the police. And he said, "Sir, I'd just like a few words, amen, about this accident." Amen. And the sheriff kind of chuckled a little bit. The chief of police. Amen. He chuckled a little bit. And the reporter said, "What are you chuckling about?" He said, "You know, it's amazing." He said, "Here we are. Look around. The lanes were shut down. The highway stopped for this one individual." Amen. Everything shut down. I'd like to tell you, heaven's looking this way tonight, folks. Heaven's looking this way tonight. Amen. If you will, the emergency response team is on the scene. Amen. Here to help somebody. I don't know where you are tonight, but I've very felt much in this revival thus far. Amen. That what you need is God's going to have to pull you out, and you're going to have to be willing for Him to pull. Amen. You're going to have to be willing for Him to pull. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to look at this. Amen. He said, the amazing thing was, is when that man pulled her out of the car and we began to pull her back up, she looked at them and said, "I don't need your help. I don't want your help. I don't need your help." He said, 2.5 hours, the fire department, passersby, the emergency response team, everybody reaching to save a soul, and all along saying, "I don't need your help. I can do it myself," she said. "I can do it myself." Amen. I want to tell you, folks, you cannot do it yourself. Amen. I am here tonight. I feel the burden of the Lord to preach to you a little while. Amen. Glory to God. There is a devil that has invaded your territory. There's a devil that has came against your faith. Amen. You may be here tonight. Amen. You may be a saint of God. Amen. But you feel so weary in body and you feel so weary in mind. Amen. Because the devil has assailed you and came your way. Amen. Don't ever forget that your help comes, amen, from God. Amen. Don't ever forget, amen, that we can come to an altar of prayer and heaven will turn loose on us. And we can find out, amen, that heaven is willing to help and heaven is willing to move upon you and I. And we're going to tell you tonight, amen, here we find, amen, a group of men of such ability, amen, such capability. Amen. But oh, there has to be somebody that says, "I'm going to fight the devil." Amen. "I'm going to fight the devil." Amen. Can I tell you, you've got to stand your ground. Amen. You've got to stand your ground. Amen. We need people to stand their ground in this day and hour. Amen. We need people to rise up and cry like David. Is there not a cause? Amen. Is there not something worth fighting for? Amen. Is there not something that we can do? Amen. Is there not a purpose? Is there something not important enough or important enough to fight for? Amen. Is there anybody here, amen, that be willing to fight for your family? Amen. Is there anybody be willing, amen, to fight for your little ones? Amen. I want to tell you, that's where we are right now. Amen. You need to be willing to fight, amen, for your family. Amen. You need to be willing to fight for your church and give your all and everything there is about you, amen, to give it to the need of the church, to say, "God, I will fight for the cause. God, I will, amen, do my best." Amen. If you will fight, amen, you can make a stepping stone out of a giant. Amen. Oh, I love old David. I can see the picture of him. Amen. Standing upon the chest or the back of Goliath. Glory to God. Amen. The very thing that had faced the church. The very thing that had brought the church down. The very thing that had pressed his people. Amen. Glory to God. He made a stepping stone out of him. Amen. The greatest victory won. Amen. They fled before him. Amen. As he began to fight, he cut off his head and he held it up. He made a stepping stone out of a giant. I want to tell you, church, amen, we need you to rise. We need you to get up. We need you to fight. We need you to stand. Is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? I tell you, the gospel of Jesus Christ is cause enough for me to arise. The gospel of the word is enough for me to say, "Oh God, give me an anointing, amen, to fight for the gospel of Jesus Christ." But you are confronted with a giant that nobody else knows about. And I felt like, I'm not against cell phones, I've got one. Want you to understand that. But I stood and prayed with the young man for 2.5 hours. And he confessed everything he could possibly confess. And I felt the unction of the Lord. And I said, "I know what your problem is." I stuck up my hand. I stuck out my hand. You know what he did? He laid his cell phone in my hand. But can I tell you, he could have stood on top of the giant, but he didn't go and win the victory tonight he's still struggling because the very giant, the very devil, if I can just say it, quit saying giant, it's the devil. The very devil that has assailed him has brought him so low. And if he's not careful, something that should be so simple will bring him to hell. And I'm here to preach to you tonight. I felt the burden of the word of the Lord. I felt it upon my soul. I don't know who you are, and it may not be the cell phone, but I'll just give you that example to tell you, you've got to give it up. Amen? If it meant for him never owning one again, it would be better. Oh, it would be better to make his home in heaven than his bed in hell over something. I'll tell you, we live in a generation that is so gripped by technology. It is the gripping thing of the hour. It's the thing. It is the very thing that stands in the face of the church and is wanting to bring us down. And I dare say, church, it has brought many down already. Amen. That's why I oppose a lot of things. There's why I don't really build up a lot of technology, because there have been so many that have been failed and ruined. Amen. But what I know. Amen. People always say I can control it. Amen. I want to tell you something, folks. Amen. If it is going to take you down and you are weak and you are just, it seems like it's always bringing you down to where you can't, amen, meditate upon the Lord, amen, you must destroy it. Amen. Glory to God. I really felt like just taking a hammer and taking to him, say, you want to be free? Amen. You want to make a stepping stone? Amen. Let me tell you, church, amen, young folks tonight, us older folks alike, you are not exempt. Amen. Every person from young to old in this generation must realize it is more important to go to heaven, amen, than to trifle with the things of the world. It is more important to make heaven my home, amen, than say that I've got the latest gadget. It is important, amen, for me to fight. Amen. We need a church, amen, that'll stand and say, I will magnify the Lord with my life. I will live everything within me. Amen. I will clear ground, amen, for the Lord to move. And I beg with you tonight. Amen. I love you tonight. I do. Amen. With all of my heart, I love you. Amen. Oh, I'm just trying to preach to you. Amen. You see it, don't you? Amen. You see it, don't you? Hey man, one man said one time, he said, I was praying with a guy, and he said, confess your sins, just confess your sins, the Lord's going to help you. He said, I can't think of any. He said, well, just get down and guess at it. He said, isn't it amazing? They guessed it on the first guess. Hallelujah. He said, that's the problem with our generation. Amen. They are not willing to confess where they are. They're not willing to confess. So, folks, we are here to make it to heaven together. We're here to bind together. We're here to love one another. Amen. I'm just not beating down on people, things they do. Amen. But we are here to make it together. Amen. Glory to God. If anything becomes a trap to you, amen, you are better off to leave it behind. Amen. Glory to God. Instead, let the devil, amen, come up and set up a camp, amen, within your territory. And we've got our people today, amen, that need to realize that God wants to help us and God wants to keep us. Amen. Quit setting up the tents of the devil within our camp and within our church and within our hearts, and let God, amen, cleanse us and make us holy. Let God cleanse us and make us righteous. Amen. We need a generation, amen, that will stand. Amen. Let that thing out of your life. It's hindering your freedom. It's hindering your liberty. You can't worship God like you want to. Amen. Because it's standing in your face every time you try to pray through. Amen. Yield to him and get liberty. Hallelujah. That thing that we hold on to, it stands and defies our faith and defies our God. You say, how could be addicted to a promise? This generation's got calluses on their thumb tips. Hey man, I have to text some and I hate it. Hey man, I do, because there's people that won't answer their phone, but you can get them on text. Hey man, you like that too, don't you? Amen. Pet peeve. I'm so addicted to it. But I want to tell you something. We can't afford for anything to stand between us and God. Amen. If it's hindering your faith and it's hindering your walk with God, you say, how's it doing that, brother? How's it doing that? You know. You take the guess. Hallelujah. Amen. You take the guess. Amen. God didn't tell me everything was going on here tonight. Amen. But I very much felt impressed to preach this to you. I know we've been preaching and it seemed like the Holy Ghost has been moving. Amen. But I felt very much to switch gears here tonight and preach something different to you. Amen. Because there is a devil defying God to your face. Anything that tears down your fellowship with God is defying your faith. Anything that takes away from your time with God is defying God. Amen. Anything, it's a spiritual adultery, folks, when we cheat with the things of the world to the place that we give our time to them instead of God. Amen. We must bring ourselves back in communion with the Heavenly Father that loves us enough, amen, to give us a promise of Jesus Christ. And He kept the promise upon Calvary. Amen. I tell you, I don't want to break my communion with Him. Amen. But I want to hold true, amen, to the promises of God. Amen. Oh, I believe in Him, don't you? I believe in His power. You know it. And you believe that there's a cause to fight for, don't you? Amen. You know there is. Amen. You may be battling the devil tonight. Amen. He may be in your camp. Amen. He may be defying you to the face. And you recognize Him. My challenge to you is make a stepping stone out of Him. Amen. Put Him down. Get Him under your feet. Amen. So you can walk on to victory. Amen. You can walk on to victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I ain't got time to go into it, but David takes the head and he carries it to Jerusalem, which was not the place that everybody was set up, but one day he was going to be king. This is my future victory right here. Hallelujah. Set it down at the gates of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, saints of God, amen, there will be times that you're going to have to stand against the devil when nobody stands with you. One of the things that strikes me about this story, and I like to preach to us adults a little bit right here. One thing that strikes me about this story is this was not David's giant to kill. He was fighting another king's battle. He was fighting another man's battle. It was not his responsibility. It wasn't his duty to come among trained men of warfare. Just a lowly shepherd and win a battle. And I want to tell you, there's a generation facing some things today because there's people who have not killed the devil in their day and hour. And they're having to fight our battles. Amen. They're having to fight battles in homes. Amen. That should have been killed a long time ago. Amen. They are doing battle against devils. Amen. That mom and daddy should have killed. Amen. They're doing battle against things that mom and daddy should have threw out. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, young generation, amen, don't bring your kids up on the things, amen, that we are involved in today. Amen. Whoa. I want to kill it today. Amen. I want to kill it today. Amen. You recognize it. You realize the warfare that you're going to have to do. It's best to kill it. Amen. I don't want my kids to look at me one day and say, Daddy did it. Now look where I'm at. I don't want my children to look at me and say, Daddy compromised. Amen. Daddy gave in to it. Amen. Oh, I don't want them to say, why didn't Daddy even take care of that a long time ago? And then it wouldn't have been a battle for me. I want to tell you, make a stepping stone out of that problem tonight. Amen. Make a stepping stone. Amen. Out of the thing you're doing battle with. And it'll launch you on. And you can live for the Lord. And you can be victorious in the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, here's David standing on top of somebody else's giant. But thank God he did. Thank God he did. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody had to say, is there not a cause? Somebody had to say, amen, I'm going to live for holiness when nobody else does. Amen. Somebody had to say, amen, I'm going to purge the house clean. Somebody had to say, amen, I'm going to get above this sin. I'm tired of this dwelling among me and my people. Amen. Somebody had to say, amen, I know. Amen. I know the older folks ain't going to do it. Amen. I'm going to do it anyway. Amen. It may not be popular. Amen. Because some others have given into it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They're sitting over there eating their bread. Amen. And their cheese. And David's down in the valley. I tell you, sometimes, folks, you're going to have to plow through the valley. Amen. When nobody's with you. And when the army should have stood with you. Amen. You don't understand why. That they're not bearing their sword as well. Amen. Pastor, preach on. Amen. You've got a sword. Amen. To wield in the face of the devil. Oh, glory to God. Mother, preach on. Amen. To your children. You've got a sword to carry. Amen. To a generation that needs God. And they need victory. They don't need to fight battles. They don't need to fight extra battles. They're going to face as many on their own. They sure don't need to fight mine. They sure don't need to fight mine. Oh, God. What is it? What is it? What is it that's invaded our camp? And that we are doing battle so much with that you cannot worship him like you want to? What is it that when you raise your hands and saying, I surrender all, there's still a part that you won't let go of? You got to be like the little woman. She threw in two mites, but she gave all she had. If I could just be honest with you about myself, there was times in youth camp that I went and prayed at the altar, and there was something I held on to as a young man. I would pray and ask God to help me. I wanted to live for the Lord. And you know what? You do too. You do too. Desire of your heart. How many wants to see a glorious church? How many wants to see a church on fire? How many wants to see a church that's victorious, powerful? How many wants to see an Acts chapter 2? We all do. The desire of our heart. But there's times I even asked God to forgive me for the thing that I was doing that needed to get rid of all along. Amen. But all the while it was a half-hearted. It was half-hearted. And 3-4 weeks later, 6 weeks later, after youth camp and revival, I was back out. I was back out. You know why we're on a roller coaster? It's because we will not stand in the face of the enemy in our territory and say, I am here to win. You must realize that David went down in the valley. And when he went down in the valley, he did not take the armor of Saul because he said, I have not proved it. And we don't need another generation rising up and said, there is a different way. I mean, there's another thing to do. I mean, there's some other way to do it. I mean, what you need to do is try the things that have been tried and proven. I mean, for year after year after year. I mean, I like the story about that little old sister in the church. The pastor picked up her Bible and seen that TP, is T and P, written by tons of verses. Began to flip it over and look and got curious and began to look. And TP written by all kinds of verses. And he asked her at church and said, I just got curious, ma'am. Sorry, I looked at your Bible, but I was just curious what that meant. And she said, well, pastor, amen, every time the devil came against me, amen, I just opened to a scripture, the promises of the Lord, and I put TP, that means tried and proven. And every time the devil came against me, I said, devil, amen, looky right here. Amen, you can't tell me that I can't win. You can't tell me I can't have victory because I've already tried and proven it. I want to tell you, church, amen, we are living. Oh, we are living with the word of God that's been tried. It's been proven, amen, from generation to generation. And we, amen, are the winners. Amen, we are the winners. But you must go into battle with what you know will work. Young folks, you're not going to be able to read Purpose-Driven Life and hope you ain't read it. Amen, and find your way to victory. But what you're going to have to do is reach in the bag, as David did. Close these eyes. Amen, you got a favorite shotgun, fellas? Hey man, you know, you close your eyes and feel it. Hey man, comfortable in your hands. But I tell you what, I can pick up my Bible and I can tell you where the creases are. I know the feel of my Bible because of just things that are familiar to me. And David reached in his pocket and said, ah, there's my sling. Ah, that sword may have been nice, but this I'm familiar with. Hey man, and he reached in his pocket and pulled out of the bag. And when he did, he pulled out a bag, a rock, and it looked down at it. And pardon my little, amen, supposition here, but he looked down and it was prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'm not coming down to you, amen, with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Because there was a time back on the, amen, when I was a watching sheep, and there was a lion that roared against me, and there was a time that a bear roared against me. And he said, oh, let me tell you, saint of God, amen, prayer has proved it again and again. And you can win with prayer, and you can come through fighting, and prayer will bring you out. And you can say, oh devil, I'm not here to face you by myself, but I'm here, amen, with prayer that has never failed. I'm here with the weapon. Oh, you know what he did? He recognized immediately, amen, that the weapons of his warfare, amen, they were not carnal. Amen, they were not just mere flesh and blood. But he recognized, amen, hallelujah, amen, that they are mighty through God, amen, to the pulling down a stronghold. I want to tell you tonight, amen, we are fighting with some things, amen, that are going to bring us victory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But your heart must be stirred to the cause. Your heart must be stirred to the cause. Oh, I'd like to slow down here. You need God to fix it. But we have to look and say, why don't we? Why haven't we? Because it has such a grip on you. And we've sat for 40 days and got so familiar that every time he shows his face and we recognize as the Holy Ghost unctions us that this ain't right, we back up in fear. We back up in fear. And the devil pushes us into a corner with fear. And you cannot win with fear. You've got to trade your fear for faith. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're battling tonight, but I very much felt tonight what you need to do is you've got to step up on top of him. He said, oh, come on, preacher. Come on, you can't do that literally. Is there any place in the Bible where the devil's going to win in the end? Has there ever been a time in the Bible that the devil's won? Come on. Has there ever been a time that he's came through and just came out on top? Amen. And put fear in the hearts of men because he was such a mighty man and won over God? Never been a time. So what are we fearful for? Why do we back down? Why are we living so defeated in this day and hour? Amen. We've got to realize that we will always win. We've got to realize that we're always going to come through. We've got to realize, amen, that you may be here tonight, amen, and you may be facing a different kind of battle. The devil may have come into your camp, and you may have a child that is lost and undone without God, and the devil has afflicted you in mind. Holy Ghost, help me. Amen. You feel so afflicted in mind, amen, that you can't at times even concentrate on worship, amen, because your mind is so weighed down, amen, with the things that's going on. But I'm here to tell you, who's the devil to say who's going to win? God has gave us some promises. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be here tonight. Amen. Maybe you have a wayward husband or and maybe you have a wayward wife. Amen. Who's to say, amen, that the devil's going to win? Amen. Oh, glory to God. Don't let him back you down for fear. Amen. Don't let him back you into a corner. Amen. Glory to God. He may walk about as a lion. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Roaring, going to and fro. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. He may roar loud, but greater is he. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm not serving him. I'm serving a God that's bigger. I'm serving a God, glory, hallelujah, amen, that has never failed. I'm serving a God that's victorious. I'm serving a God that's never lost a battle. I'm serving a God that's always answered prayer. I'm serving a God that's going to bring me through. Amen. We must trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know this is a puny devil. I won't even worry about it. Looks pretty pitiful, don't it? But can I tell you, when you poke a hole in him, that's about what he looks like when all's said and done. Come on. Come on. You are the one that inflates him bigger than what he is. Amen. We are the one that makes him, amen, the roaring lion that he's really not. Amen. We are the one that puffs him up into something. Amen. That seems like such a giant foe that we can't win. Amen. But David took the steam out of him with one little rock right in the forehead. Amen. I want to tell you tonight. Amen. Old David walks down. He sticks his hand in his pocket. Amen. Oh, he may be carrying prayer, and prayer did it the first time. Amen. Oh, but he had four more. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He had fasting. He had the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you what, some of us may need tonight. We may need to reach in our pocket. We may need to pull out forgiveness. We need me to pull out forgiveness here tonight. It's so big, I can't forgive them. It's so big, we can't ever make it. They sit over there, I sit over here. I want to tell you what, the devil's setting up camp, and you can't afford to let him. Hallelujah. Oh, you've got to pull the rock of forgiveness out, and it works both ways. You forgive them, whether they'll forgive you or not. Because you can't afford to make him bigger than what he really is. Amen. He's just smoke screen and mirrors. Amen. He's nothing more, amen, than really, amen, a puff of smoke. Amen. I know. Amen. But I'm not here to make him big, because he's not. Amen. I know sometimes we look at him like some great big thing. Amen. But I want to tell you, we can go back to chapter 51. Amen. Or verse 51, and we can say where he climbed up on him. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You've heard the old saying, amen, turning stumbling blocks into stepping stones. Amen. You've heard some of those sayings said. Amen. But I want to tell you, here we are in this place tonight, and I feel the Holy Ghost, and I don't know what you're doing battle with. Amen. But I'll tell you right now, amen, you may not make it to next year. Amen. You may not make it through next month unless you're willing to come and say, amen, I will bring him down. Amen. Glory to God. You may say, amen, I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. But I tell you right now, saint of God, amen, you're going to have to come and win the victory. Amen. Saints of God, I'll pray for you and pray with you. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, you can pray and the devil will fall and he'll lay prostrate up on the ground. Amen. Because he can't get up in the face of a mighty God. I want to tell you tonight, we can win. Oh, you're bigger than, amen. Amen. God is bigger, amen, than the devil. He's bigger than any fear he brings against you. He's bigger than any problem that you'll face. Amen. You need to charge, amen, the devil head on and say, I'm going to win. I'm coming through tonight. Amen. I'm breaking out of this place I'm in. Amen. He's not going to win against me. Amen. You know what some of you need to do? Amen. Sister Carrie, get ready to come. Amen. Go ahead and come on to the piano. Amen. I want to tell you where you are. Amen. You, I'm going to challenge you tonight. Amen. You've got to come and you've got to win victory over it, or you may not survive. But what you need to do is sing like a sister up home. Amen. Listen to me, devil. I tell you what I'm going to do. You've walked on me long enough. And I think I'll just walk on you. I'm tired of you, Satan. Glory to God. I mean, you have to get up. And you can step on the devil. And it can be a stepping stone. Amen. To victory. It can be a stepping stone. Amen. To a victorious, amen, Christian life. You can win. Don't make him no bigger than that right there. Bring him down where he belongs. Because you're bigger than that with God. You're bigger than that temptation that you just seem like you can't get over. That young man I told you about. Hey, amen. What he needed to do is just come and wipe his feet on the devil for a while. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister, what you need to do is come and wipe your feet on the devil for a while. Amen. You need to get victory. Amen. You need to get victory. Young person. Amen. Glory. Help me here tonight, Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to tell you. Amen. It may not seem big to some, but you know. As I preach tonight, you ain't had to guess. The Holy Ghost has had his finger on it all along. He's had his finger on it all along. You felt him urging you and announcing you. And I want to make an altar call for somebody that be willing to turn a giant into a stepping stone. Come on now. I'm not preaching from things I don't know. I'm preaching from things, personal experience, things I've seen for myself. I've seen those that have sat back and said, I don't need your help. I can do it myself. I can do it myself. I'll win. I'll come through it. I want to tell you, sir, you won't until you recognize that it takes God. Until you recognize, like David, I'm going down, but I didn't come to you with things that are carnal. Hey, amen. Oh, you can try to win out with more carnality. Amen. Throw carnality up on top of carnality to bury out carnality. Amen. It'll never work. It'll still be carnal. And you'll still come up empty. Amen. But oh, let me tell you something. Amen. You can get here tonight. Amen. You can get in the face of the devil. And I'm here to tell you, you can win. I'm here to tell you, you can win. Amen. You can win. Amen. Oh, I don't want to see another young person fail. I don't want to see another older person. Amen. Given to the temptation to buckle under the weight of the things that's on their mind. Amen. Oh, the devil wants wants to tell you you're not even saved. The devil wants to tell you that you ain't going to make it. The devil wants to tell you that you can't serve the Lord. I want to tell you you can live holy. I mean, you can live holy. I mean, you can live justified. You can live sanctified. You can live pure. I mean, you can rise above it. I mean, but you've got to kill it. I mean, you can come out of it. I mean, you can win the devil. Glory to God. You can win. But you've got to say, I will. I will. I mean, you can't sit back and say, I'll do it tomorrow. But you need, I mean, to take the devil and put him in his place and say, I will. I mean, glory to God. Is there anybody tonight that wants to win over the place that you're in? And you want to gain victory? And you want to come out? You want to make a stepping stone and a launch pad to victory out of the devil? I prayed today that God will let me point you out. I did. I prayed today that God will let me point you out. Not because I just wanted to, because it's needful. Is there anybody here want to come on your own? Anybody here want to come on your own? I don't know the problem. I'm not saying you're living in sin. You may be such a battle with the devil right now, and he's got you so low. I'm not saying you're in sin, but you might be. Hey, man, come on now. Is there anybody who wants to win? Is there anybody who wants to step on him? Is there anybody who wants to come and gain victory? Oh God, oh God, sweet Holy Ghost, help me right here, Lord. Help me right here. Help me right here. Help me right here. Help me right here. You are suffering. You are suffering from bitterness, whether you know it or not. If you recognize it in this service and you're struggling with it, don't let it take root to the place that it kills you. Let go of it. Let go of it. Let go of it. Oh, Holy Ghost, come on now. You got to let go of it. You've been hurt. You've been hurt. And it has brought you so low that you can't feel victory. You cannot worship the way you want to. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, help us here. Come on now. Come on now. I'm not just going to make it a general altar. I want somebody that wants to come out of where you are. You're tired of being oppressed. You're tired of the enemy being in the camp. What you want is gain victory. Amen. You want to step out on top. Amen. Oh, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Maybe like that young man. Maybe somebody does need to step on their cell phone and say, oh, amen, take the media package away. Amen. Give me a bare bones track phone so I can't do nothing that I shouldn't. Amen. Maybe you need to step on it today and gain victory. Amen. I'm not just preaching idly, folks. I'm not preaching idly here tonight. Amen. I feel the unction of the Holy Ghost. God is here to help you, but you've got to step on him. You've got to win. You've got to be willing to fight. You've got to be willing to say, is my soul not a cause? Is my salvation not a cause? Is heaven not a cause? I tell you, we need to win tonight. Is my youth group not a cause? Is my children not a cause? I'll step on top of the devil. I'll kill him in the place, glory to God, so my children never have to face him. I tell you what I'm gonna do. You've walked on me long enough. I'm gonna walk on you. Well, I'm tired of you, Satan. I'm tired of you, Satan. I'm gonna raise him. I'm gonna raise him. I'm gonna win. Whoa. Made a pillow because I'm tired of you, Satan. You've had me bound way too long. Whoa, I'm gonna win. Glory! Glory! Don't walk out of here defeated.